Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. It is Monday, the beginning of another week. Mondays are the beginning of the week for me. I don't know about you. And I have officially decided to completely take Sundays off. Like, no work, no devices, no electronics. I keep my phone nearby just in case someone needs to contact me. But Sundays are officially full days off. And today, I want to encourage you guys to take real time off. Real time off. You guys know I am a huge, huge advocate of building little self-care moments throughout your day to help sustain you and keep you going. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 30 minutes here, whatever you can consistently fit into your day. You guys hear that from me all the time. Do the little things on a consistent basis and it will help to sustain you. However, you cannot keep going without really taking downtime. It's kind of like comparing naps to like a full night of sleep. Naps are great. They feel fabulous, right? They're a great thing to do for you. They can help you get through the day. If you haven't had good sleep, maybe you have a newborn, maybe you're just not sleeping well at night, maybe you're going through menopause and your sleep doesn't work anymore correctly. There are a few of us that are going through that. A nap can kind of refresh you and help you get through the day until maybe you can get a better full night's sleep. However, you cannot maintain your day-to-day life just on naps. Like, you really need a full night's of sleep to maintain your mental, physical, emotional health, right? You cannot go without taking a full night's sleep on a regular basis and just depend on the naps. So you have to think about your self-care like that. We can't just depend consistently on the little self-care moments that we take throughout our days all day long, right? They're great. They're going to help sustain you. They're going to help your patience be greater. They're going to help you have more resilience, right? But if you never actually take time off, like real time off, you're going to burn out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You will burn out. So I know you're probably looking at me and going, I'm really busy. I don't have time for taking time off, or I can't afford to take time off, or I don't have people around me to take the time off. So I'm going to help you with a few ways that you can do it. Now, if you can afford to like take yourself away, go take a girl's weekend or a weekend with your husband, your spouse, your partner, or maybe just by yourself, you go to a hotel for a weekend. That is amazing. Do that. Do that for yourself. Don't feel guilty for it. Take advantage of that privilege that you have and go take that time off. I've seen many, many mamas lately been taking a night at a hotel, a weekend at a hotel, just so that they can refresh and take a breath so that they can continue with the crazy, right, the following week. Now, if you can't do that, maybe you can ask your spouse or partner to take the kids out of the house for a day and you have a quiet day at home, not cleaning, not doing anything but resting and relaxing. Binge your favorite TV show, lay in a bed, take a hot bath, sit in a corner and read a book, right? Take a real day off. Don't do anything. Don't get busy doing all the things that you've been avoiding. Take a real day off. Even if that means you got to front load and do the cleaning because you can't sit still when your house is not clean, do that. But you can maybe get the day at home by yourself, quiet in the house, right? Maybe if it's better that the kids stay home and you go out for the whole day. Go to your favorite brunch spot, have a nice quiet brunch. Go to your favorite coffee spot, sit in a corner with your book. Go wander the aisles of Barnes and Noble and thumb through all the books that your heart desires. Go sit at the beach for the day. Pack a picnic basket, go sit in a park, take your favorite book. It doesn't have to cost you anything. And you can just go away and really take some quiet time, alone time by yourself. Or if you really need the time with your spouse, your partner to connect with them, or maybe you need some girlfriend time, right? And you need to spend the day chit-chatting. Another way to do it, do you have family, in-laws, sister, brother, auntie, anybody that'd be willing to take the kids for the day, the night, the weekend? Take advantage of that. Ask for help and receive it. Take advantage of the people that are willing to help for you. If you don't have that, get a girlfriend that you guys can trade weekends with, right? When my husband is traveling a lot, I have a girlfriend. My kids go to her house one weekend. Her kids come to my house another weekend. We both get a full weekend off. And we're not worried because I trust her. She trusts me. Our kids are loved and taken care of. And you get to breathe for a weekend, right? Take the time off. It doesn't have to cost you anything. There are people in your life that are willing to support you. There are people knowing that you need this time off and will help you to get it. Your spouse, your partner, friends, family, loved ones. There's so many ways to go about it. Now you have to know that you deserve it and you have to be willing to take it. Sometimes that's the hardest part. So plan that day off, that weekend off, if you can. That's even better. Go find real time to take off so that you can get a real full rest so that you don't burn out. It's super important. All right, mamas, have a wonderful week. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.